Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettina, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. Welcome to Dan's Talks. My name is Dan Rettina. I'm the founder of Dan's Papers. And my guest today is Christoph Muller, who owns a bakery called Alpina Swiss Bakery. And it's located in Watermill. He also has a bakery in Greenport, I believe. Is that correct?
It's not a bakery in Greenport. It's a restaurant.
Oh, okay. Let's stick with Watermill, because that's where
Yes. That's easier.
Anyway, if you get to this Swiss bakery, which has a big sign to that effect up front, after 5 p.m., it's a restaurant, except there's no menu. You go in there, I think they have 7 or 8 tables where people who, during the day when it's a bakery, stand and pay and so forth. There's about 7 tables and a staff serving dinner. And that's no surprise if you've planned on that ahead of time. And there's been a new kind of restaurant. I don't know if you'd even call it that. I don't think there's a word for it yet. And go there and eat. And this is a 7-course dinner. So I wanted to know, tell us the menu that you have on, which I guess is almost the same every day. Give the listeners an idea of what they will find for dinner for a set fee, which right now is $85, not much, but what they do. What do they get?
Well, you first get a charcuterie board containing, amongst other things, our famous Bündnerfleisch from Switzerland. You then get raclette, which is cheese that we melt and pour over a plate with potatoes and a little gherkins and onions. You then get a salad. And after the salad, you come to your main course, which is fondue, which we make from Gruyere cheese and Emmentaler cheese, or Gruyere cheese and Vacherin, depending on what's available here. And then for dessert, you get what's called a colonel, which is a cup of lemon sorbet with a little vodka over it. And then you get, of course, from our bakery, you get a mix of our Swiss, mostly Swiss cakes and cookies that we have here. And you bring your own alcohol because we don't have a liquor license.
It's sort of like going to someone's home, but it's the front of a bakery and having them serve you a dinner, which people know this ahead of time. Is it written down on a menu they get handed? Before you serve the first course of the dinner, do you get a menu to look at to see what they're going to eat?
No, actually, we don't hand out a menu. It's just the dinner takes its course. Most people know what to expect because we explained it to them when they made the reservation.
Right now, at the beginning of April, what are the hours that you're a restaurant?
We're doing it only on Fridays and Saturdays. And we're doing it in the evening. So usually people can reserve whenever they want to. They can reserve at 5 o'clock in the afternoon or at 6 o'clock. Usually it's like 6:30, 7 o'clock. And we're open until probably around 10 o'clock.
Well, what's the phone number? They would, I guess, go on and look up Alpina. Is it Alpina Swiss Bakery?
Alpina Swiss Bakery. So it's 631-726-0900.
How did you come about deciding you wanted to do this? Were you originally born and raised here in America, or did you come here?
No, I was born and raised in Switzerland, and I came here a long time ago in 1975 with the intention to stay here for 1 year and then go back to Switzerland. But I liked it so much in America that I never went back, and I'm just got stuck here. I lived initially in the city, and I always was a visitor here for summer, but then finally I moved here in the 90s. Yeah, and then I started this venture here, the bakery, like a year and a half ago only.
Where did you train or learn to cook so well? It's remarkable. I ate there, so I know of what I speak.
Well, I was in a business involving a lot of engineering, and I learned how to engineer things, how to make things. And when you think about cooking and baking, it is not very complicated. You just have to dedicate a lot of time to it and study very hard. And that's what I did. I used every resource that I could find from, internet, YouTube, books, everything you can find, you have to just use and spend a couple of years doing nothing else but that. Then you get there.
Did you work in a restaurant or in a bakery during this interval?
No, I previously had never worked in a restaurant or a bakery. I own restaurants that I started a few years ago in Greenport, but I never worked in the restaurants.
Let me just ask you about what's engineering.
Well, we used to make industrial instrumentations. We were specializing in moisture measurement, and at that company for a number of years, and finally sold it and ended up investing into real estate in Greenport. And that's how I got into the hospitality business.
I don't know if there are any now in the Hamptons, but in the past there have been these restaurants that were not bakeries, but you would go and pay a fee, and they were quite popular, fairly expensive, and it would be a main menu. I don't know if any of them are doing them anymore, but they were meant to make you feel at home, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah, I hope so. In Switzerland, we are very hospitable country. Tourism in Switzerland is very, very important. And that's how I grew up. So I learned to be, a hospitable person. And I hope we are achieving that here.
I think you definitely are. Do you plan possibly having another restaurant somewhere else? Or is this where you have?
Right now, no, my hands are full right now, but I'm thinking of course, but right now I'm trying to turn this bakery into a big success, and that keeps me quite busy.
Is there a specialty in the bakery also during the day that people are attracted to?
We make very good sourdough bread. We make excellent croissants, and the whole program of the Viennoiserie, croissants, chocolate croissants, almond croissants, cinnamon rolls. I think those are very good things. And then I make some great Swiss cakes like the Engadine nut tart or the Zugerkirsch tart or the Solothurner hazelnut tart. And so I think from a point of view of Swiss bakery, I think we have an interesting program.
When did you come up with the idea to make it a restaurant? Was that because you had been having a restaurant in Greenport, or was there another reason?
No, I think we were just looking for a format to be able to offer people raclette and fondue. And the only way to do this is to make it and serve it. And so it turned into this kind of restaurant, or home restaurant, if you want to call it.
Tell me, do you have a family as well, or are you on your own? Or
yeah, I have family. I have five sons. So my oldest son, he was actually the one who started a little raclette business independently from us. And that was a big motivator here to incorporate that here into the bakery. And so he helped me build that up. And then I have two sons. They live in Germany. And then I have two other sons that live here. One is into music, and one is now joining me also at the bakery here.
Well, I have to say I enjoyed it very much, coming there and enjoying what you made. And I had one question about the meal that I had. There was late cheese that was in the very first course that was created in some kind of lacy way. And it was delicious. And I wondered what it was, what kind of cheese it was, and how you prepare it so that it looks like that.
Okay, so that's called a tête de moine, which is French for monk's head. And you know how the monks, they shave the tonsure, a little bit of hair off on the head. And so the tête de moine cheese is a round roll cheese. We put that on a little machine and it has a knife. Then the cheese rotates and the knife is shaving off the cheese and makes a beautiful kind of cheese flour. And that's what you got in your first course.
Anything else you want to tell me about?
Well, it was, you know, I'm here in the Hamptons since the late 70s, and I always knew Dan's paper, but I never met Dan. And so it was a great pleasure actually to meet you here with your wife, and thank you for coming here.
I so enjoyed it, and I hope you have more of the success because you earned it. And thanks for
being here. Thank you. Yes.